From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Greece acts on a new bailout offer. The Greek parliament approved a package of tough reforms demanded by the country's creditors in return for a bailout. In a vote taken early this morning in Greece, 229 lawmakers voted in favor of the measure and 64 against it. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras told lawmakers shortly before the vote that he had no choice but to accept the demanding terms of Greece's creditors. In order for Greece to secure bailout funding, the agreement must now go before the parliaments of some of the 19 other members of the Eurozone. President Barack Obama staunchly defended a historic deal restraining Tehran's nuclear development program. At a White House news conference Wednesday, President Obama said the Iran nuclear accord represents the world's best means of ensuring that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon.
This nuclear deal meets the national security interests of the United States and our allies. It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon.
President Obama faces wide opposition to the pact, mainly from Republicans. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria. It's the latest in a series of deadly attacks in the area. Mexican troops have been deployed in the municipality of Badiraguato, including roads leading to La Tuna, the birthplace of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, as part of an operation to recapture him. Soldiers have set up checkpoints, stopping vehicles and reviewing driver's licenses and registration. Mexican police are also engaged in a larger manhunt throughout the country, stepping up border security and shutting down an international airport. This is VOA News.